This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Israel's prime minister gave President Trump some serious backup today at the UN. Senior correspondent Eric Shawn is there tonight.
Let's give this as a toast to the potential, the great, great potential of the United Nations.
While the international spotlight was on President Trump's debut on the World Body stage, other leaders echoed similar themes, warning of threats to the global order. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu focused on Iran.
Iran's nuclear.
Each year, he has used the annual General Assembly platform to denounce Tehran's nuclear ambitions, and did so yet again today.
President Trump rightly called the nuclear deal with Iran, he called it an embarrassment.
The Israeli leader is calling for the agreement, in his words, to be fixed or canceled, saying the sunset provisions that lift restrictions on Iran's nuclear program in 10 years will certainly clear the way for a nuclear bomb.
Fix it or nix it. Nixing the deal means restoring massive pressure on Iran, including crippling sanctions, until Iran fully dismantles its nuclear weapons capability. Fixing the deal requires many things, among them inspecting military and any other site that is a suspect.
In a little notice development, Netanyahu had a private sit-down with Egyptian President Abdel el-Sisi, an important bond with Israel's Arab neighbor that has also suffered numerous terrorist attacks.
2015, un accord solide.
But I would like to speak in favor of the nuclear agreement with Iran.
But in contrast to President Trump's and Netanyahu's view, French President Emmanuel Macron praised the Iran deal, saying changing or scrapping it would be a mistake.
Et vérifiable, qui permet de garantir.
We put together a solid, robust, and verifiable agreement with Iran that will ensure that Iran does not obtain nuclear weapons. Renouncing it would be a grave error. It would be irresponsible for us to fail to uphold that agreement because this is a good agreement.
The Venezuelan foreign minister reacted sharply to President Trump's speech, saying he came to talk of war, treats the countries like his employees. It's a sad day for the world, he said. Tomorrow there will likely be more reaction. That's when it's Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's turn to speak before the green marbled podium of the General Assembly. Brett.
Eric Shawn outside.
Well, you can imagine, you know, the sentiment there. I mean, after all, you know, they had been conditioned by the previous 8 years of a president that was very apologetic for America's failings on the international stage, which is amazing to me because when you think of all the good which Trump reminded the international community of, the good that America is responsible for and what they've done on behalf of all those nations that were in the audience. And I don't know, it's just this, I guess, in a sense, an entitlement mindset. And it makes you wonder, Scott, you know, what value they get out of the as being members of the UN, besides maybe not getting, you know, not having to pay any traffic tickets.
I like that they point to Venezuela as the he treats us like employees. Venezuela, the, you know, the pillar of stability in South America, right?
Right.
Oh yeah. Okay. Because I think they have their own stuff going on right now.
Well, people don't get, like, you know, let's face it, people don't like being called out on their stuff, whether it's Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man, you know,
hey,
being called out, right?
Look, being called out, you could take it one of two ways. You could either, you know, take offense to it and try and act like that, you know, well, that's all a lie. That's not what's going on with us.
Right.
Or you could say, you know what, maybe he's right. Maybe there's some things I could change. I'd love to have a talk with him.
Right.
You know.
Or let's have a talk with our own constituency and see what we can do to better serve our people and maintain our sovereignty. There's that dirty word again, sovereignty.
But here's the thing that I don't understand about all this. Everybody in America, all the news reports are acting like we're the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? What causes that? What brings that on? That's foolish to me.
Well, again, what causes it is a amnesia, a lapse of recall of what America has done for each individual country there, right?
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that is our focus and our mission. All hands on deck required to make things better, make a difference. 6 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? And what does the right track look like? Certainly, we made some major inroads and, course corrections last November. But we got to stay on top of it and hold them accountable and make sure that they are supporting our cause and not the elite's cause. Because, boy, I'll tell you, the elites, Michael Dougherty, I got to bring you on here right now. The elites are just like those bugs that just keep growing another head. You know, you just can't kill them fast enough, you know.
Well, there's a lot more of them than we're realizing. I mean, we're observing the breadth. They really, this sounds like an exaggeration, but it's not. This thing started building a century ago, mm-hmm. and they've been multiplying that much, and we're just learning about it. And yeah. It's because we're at a tipping point of all the damage they've done.
Well, America's been busy working, trying to survive and put food on the table and do those things. And you elect officials thinking, okay, they're looking out for our best interests. And now you find out 100 years later, as you say, that, wait a minute, we have this other reigning political class, this deep state, this establishment that is equal opportunity. So it's not just Democrats. It's not just Republicans or independents. It is the entirety of the swamp, isn't it?
It is, and the reason we don't know it starts in school. There's no civics book that has explained what happened in the early 20th century that allowed all these agencies to proliferate. They still teach what the government structure was in its entirety in the 19th century. And yes. It was the 20th century that started this administrative state, thanks to Woodrow Wilson and fan flames by FDR. And that might be fine in and of itself, but what people have to understand is all the separation of powers removed inside those places. So they have their own courts, they have their own judges, they make their own rules. And Congress, the lazy Congress, is so happy having someone else do their work for them while they run around to raise money, that it's just a big secret. And then when you become an adult, since you were never taught that's what the government's like, unless you experience it directly, you're confused, and they like us confused.
Well, yeah, because it gives them a tremendous amount of breadth in which they can operate. It can cover a lot of sins, can't it?
It can, and it took an extremist like Barack Obama to get people so worked up and annoyed. People were going, "Wait a minute, this isn't what." Wait a minute, and then they come back, and nothing scares the establishment more. But once you wake them up. They woke up because, it's a violation of trust. Mm. It's an exploitation of our patriotism. And they just, and it's really, it's going to take a long time to unwind it. It doesn't mean it has to be destroyed. It has to be corrected.
Mm. Well, it's entitlement based. I have a dear friend of mine. We're going to be talking to her. Tammy Hudson-Pillar has written a great book, Three Skips and a Jump. And one of the skips she talks about in her book is entitlement. And this disease of entitlement has permeated our society to such a degree, Michael, that it is difficult to have a conversation with people that are so rooted in entitlement. And dare I say, the establishment there in D.C. is so entitled because that's the way it's always been. Why are you questioning it? Why are you questioning that I have insider trader information? They've been doing this for, you know, for decades. And now all of a sudden you make me seem like I'm a bad guy because I'm using my right as a congressman for inside information to gain personal wealth. Why is that a problem to you? I mean, after all, you need me. I am so superior to you. You're so fortunate that I am here in D.C. doing your bidding that, you know, why are you trying to choke me off of this, you know, little bit of a benefit that I get?
Well, it's also survival, because what are you going to do when you've invested your life into that system and there's no replacement in your mid or later life?
You know, where are they going to go? What job can they look for?
Right. And when you have survival on the line, people, ethics go out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, survival puts people against each other, and ethics and the purpose is gone. And the irony of Washington is you look at all the ideals and all the monuments and everything, and then you look at the behavior, and it's an extreme. There are reminders everywhere what their behavior should be and why they're there, mm-hmm. and it has gone.
Yeah.
And it's just really too bad that Woodrow Wilson still isn't alive to see the mess he made.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, to your point, Michael, it becomes like wallpaper. You know, when you first put it up, you notice it. It looks nice. It complements, the look and the decor and everything. But after a while, it's just there. You just ignore it. It's meaningless. And that's what has happened with our history. And as you say, these monuments, and people are surprised, you know, when they go to D.C. and they start seeing all these Christian roots that are plastered all over the place. And they go, wow. You know what? I didn't know that. I didn't know that there were Christian sayings and there were all these things here that our founding fathers had. And then, oh yeah, by the way, 21st century wakes up and goes, you know, yeah, these guys aren't perfect. You know, we need them out of here. We need their statues. Well, no kidding. You know what? They're not perfect. You're not perfect. You know, that's just humanity. But, you know, the ideal is what we choose to focus on. That is what is our target, and this is what the Constitution is all about. We never admitted perfection. There was nothing in the Constitution that said that we were a perfect people, did it?
No, the very purpose of it is based on our imperfection, which is why they have the power separated, and the reason that's such a problem is those people in D.C., the establishment for the early 20th century, hated the separation of powers, intellectual arrogance, and they built a system underneath the existing system that reunited the powers, and hence we have all this problem. It's a dirty, dirty, sneaky thing. And believe me, they know. They divert their eyes. They can't look you in the face. And now they have to look because Trump's there. There's no place else to avert their eyes.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, Trump comes in with this big spotlight, and all the cockroaches, they're going in 50 million directions right now,
right,
because they know they're being figured out. This is why the establishment is so resistant, and it amazes me, Michael. I just, even, you know, whether it's Hollywood or these other co-conspirators, if they're just so ideologically fixed up, it's like, wait a minute here. Think about what it is that you're supporting, okay? And, really, are you that into the system? You think that is the system that has allowed you to earn the money that you've been able to earn over the years, whether it's as a celebrity in Hollywood, a professional baseball player? Do you think that that current system is what allowed you to be successful?
And the reason why they don't hear anything else is because they're in an echo chamber of punitive behavior if you don't agree with the group think. So it's ironic because the Bernie supporters in Hollywood really hate the system as well, and they're almost probably more malleable than the general, you know, nutcase stuff you're seeing on the Emmys last weekend.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, we can only hope, Michael, that it hasn't gone to the point that we've hit that tipping point. Some have suggested as much, but I think November was, this past November was a a do-over, a second chance for America, and that's what we're all fighting for. Michael Dougherty, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomical medical laboratory, of course, cybersecurity and tech analyst. And we're going to be talking about Equifax when we come back. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Never keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, we call about the grief to happiness ratio. Nobody said it was going to be easy. Grief being the place you find yourself in at the moment, happiness being the place that you see above the horizon there that is reachable. And so that difference is the grief to happiness ratio, and it is pain that we have to deal with that we can look forward to here in this country as we get back on track. Michael Dougherty is with us, our cybersecurity tech analyst, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoopwall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael, I've been wanting to talk to you for weeks now about Equifax. I mean, this incredible breach that has taken place, 142 million people. I mean, we're talking one out of two people here in this country have been impacted by this breach.
Well, probably everyone that's got a credit card, actually.
Yeah,
and
right.
If you add the Blue Cross Blue Shield breach of over 80 million people, basically you have to move forward assuming your data's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no financial privacy or personal privacy on that data. And here's even more doom and gloom. Equifax probably didn't have that bad a security practice. They probably, because we are so far behind technologically in that industry, and you know, it's like we're creating all these locks, and the lock pickers are learning how to break them as fast as we make them.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't found a lock that is bulletproof yet. So, although we can criticize Equifax, we need to learn from Equifax. You know, skewering them because they have a CISO who's the corporate information security officer that has a music background is just reactive and really, really unfair to that person.
Mm-hmm.
It is everyone's in this ship. Don't throw stones because it could be you. It's going to happen again. And you really can blame that it's an early adapter, but our government has done a really lousy job protecting the commerce of the country because we had an anti-commerce administration for 8 years at this critical time. And we don't understand that we have to build we have to have the proper care and feeding of these entrepreneurs to make them do well. And Israel does a great job at it. So
mm-hmm.
I guess my message on Equifax is, you know, you have to protect your own data as you always would. Don't think this is going anywhere. This isn't changing. And they might be found guilty of some things. And I don't care if they are. They're not alone. And it's not going to change anything until we get our act together.
What do we do as consumers, Michael?
Well, as consumers, you understand that this isn't really coming after you. So you just have to have smart hygiene. You don't get paranoid. You continue with your life. You back up your data. You make sure that it's not available. It's offline when it's not being backed up. And use credit cards that don't hit you when you have an accurate charge. And I wouldn't use debit cards. And I check my bank every day. That's
mm-hmm.
it. I just go on the website and check your bank thing. We don't need to get out of proportion. And the real pressure is to demand Congress actually put together a situation where they work with technologists. Technologists hate the government.
Mm-hmm.
The ground level people, you know, and some of them are in things like Anonymous and the dark web, and they hate them because these people have a lot of power and they're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And technologists hate that.
Yes.
So we have to work better with them. Israel does a great job because they pay attention. Israel has got guns focused on them, and
mm-hmm.
they're the best at defense. And they have built an environment for their entrepreneurs that is supportive and collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that.
Why can't we duplicate that, Michael?
We can duplicate it. It's not difficult, but we have to have an environment to do it. We're too much in show. First of all, we have a president that doesn't understand business, number one. We elected a community organizer that is just so selfish in his political motivation. That's gone. Now we have an entrepreneur who has been so bombarded, but I think there's hope for that.
Mm.
He can't have what I call theater meetings, though, when we have the heads of the companies there to have a meeting. The heads of major corporations, is fine, but that is not going to work other than being some sort of photo op.
Exactly.
And I think we should. Israel has people over here, and they have liaisons in each part of the country that actually work with the tech companies, and they go back and forth.
What's the deal on this U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and this law that was passed to protect banks, you know, for for their errors, their greed, and that. What do you know about that?
Are you talking about the Consumer Protection Bureau? That is, I don't know a lot about the specific law in finance,
okay,
to be quite honest. But I know that there's a lot of controversy in the Consumer Protection Bureau because it was built to only have one leader. And again, it's an extreme, what we talked about in the last segment, of so much power in one person that was not elected by anyone in this country. And so that's a very controversial agency that is going to see darker days ahead with Trump in the White House.
Well, what happened in July, the CFPB, of course, this is under Obama, issued a rule prohibiting ripoff clauses, perhaps the single most important tool, this according to The Hill, that big banks and financial companies have used to escape accountability for cheating, conning, fleecing, defrauding, and plundering consumers in the fine print of consumer financial contracts. The common sense CFPB rule would ban contract terms that prohibit consumers from joining together to hold banks and other financial companies accountable for wrongdoing through class action lawsuits. So, you know, it just seems, to your point, Michael, is we're not addressing the real problem here.
Yeah, look who's making the rules.
Yes.
And look how we know about the rules. To see how they've skirted. And this is not new. It's just new that we're finding out.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how laws are made.
Okay. Well, Michael, the other thing I want to talk to you has to do with the Graham Cassidy bill. You know, Jimmy Kimmel is, you know, I wonder sometimes, again, some of these people that they know enough to be dangerous, but he misrepresented what the intent is and his understanding clearly to his audience. Break it down for us.
Okay. First of all, I'm not going to listen to anyone that's got a whole life in show business about medicine, and we need to stop doing that.
Right.
Number two, my bias is that the Republicans and the Democrats are going to screw up medicine. The original sin here is you don't give medicine to politicians.
Right.
And this is a political toy, unfortunately. But this is a staged affair. And what they're trying to do is just get something over the goal line so they can move forward with the continuing dismantling of it. And they're stuck. And they're stuck because of Collins and Murkowski and McCain. And the Republicans have got to get there. And they really might get away with it. So they took those main objections that was going on, which was, you know, Medicaid coming out of the states and leaving the states starving. And they've created these Medicaid entitlement block grants.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're trying to get those few votes to go over the goal line. Of course, the paranoid, uneducated with power go crazy, bang at the moon, and we have to stop listening to that, because do we have no memory of what's gone wrong? So they're running it through. They're trying to get it done by September. I'm happy that the Republicans are getting a little savvy and giving the Democrats a taste of their own medicine. And the big thing that they're squawking about is that no one's looking at the CBO score, which I also find really ironic, because the CBO is another political tool. In hindsight, it's always wrong, and it's always used to scare people.
It's amazing how much credibility it has. I mean, is there anything more wrong than the CBO score than maybe, some of the projections in the 2012 election?
The same crowd.
Oh, okay. Oh, then that explains everything. It's okay. Yeah, but, on one hand, the fact that you can turn it back to the states, I think, is a little bit more encouraging. But I'm like you. I think the federal government is the wrong tool for health care. Power to the people. That's where it belongs. And we and our doctors can make the best decisions, not a bunch of bureaucrats, and certainly bureaucrats that nobody voted for, right?
Exactly.
No, just for a bonus there. Michael Dougherty, president and CEO of LabMD, also our tech expert. We appreciate him joining us right now. Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate it. 29 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, you can offset the cost by using the Right Rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the sun lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, a little happy real music for you. Why not, huh? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, with all the craziness that's going on in our world today, and, you know, when you run out of chocolate and wine, sometimes we just need to pack up the suitcase and get out of Dodge, okay? And we have an expert to this end who's got some great ideas to share with us, traveling tips this fall and holiday season, also some unique properties among the most sought after. Keith Nowak joins us, Director of Communications at Travelocity. Keith, good to have you with us. Get us away here. I've got, I've got some time on my hands, not enough suitcases, but a lot of great places to go, right?
There really are, and I think that that's one of the great things that the Internet's opened up over the years, is it's allowed people to look beyond the obvious places. So people can go online, check out where other people are going, and just find some really interesting ideas out there on what to do that doesn't have to be, you know, the typical vacation.
Yeah, well, one of the places that you scouted out for us, a 300-year-old hotel in Massachusetts. Why not?
Exactly. I mean, why stay at just a cookie-cutter hotel when you can make the lodging actually is an interesting part of your trip as well? I think that's a fantastic way to do it, is to find those little hidden gems out there and just make it extra special.
I love stuff like that, especially in Wisconsin. This captured my attention right away. A motel dedicated to the recording of live music. I mean, to all hours of the night we're hearing music, or just being around the former ambiance of it all?
No, it's actually, you can go record. It's really interesting.
Wow.
The story behind it is that apparently musicians would actually use motels to do recording in over the years. And the story behind this was that some musicians ended up at this motel in Wisconsin and were like, this would be really cool to own our own place.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out it was for sale. They bought it. And over the years, they've actually transitioned it to where the rooms are set up to record, and they actually have like fiber optic connections to the lobby where you have mixers. It's really very cool.
So oh, wow.
Just yeah. all those unique local things that, you know, out of the ordinary.
Probably one of those hotels, if you're a musician, you never check out of, right?
Pretty much.
Like the song. Why not?
It's just like the song.
Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of attention these days because of the special on these treehouse makers. You found a luxury treehouse hotel in Mexico. Hopefully it didn't get affected, you know, by these last two earthquakes there.
I hope not. But, you know, actually, as I did more research, I found that treehouse hotels are actually a thing. I did not realize this, but
I didn't know
there's
either.
More than one of them out there.
Wow.
So
mm-hmm.
if you want to, I mean, they're not exactly the you know, treehouse of our youth.
Mm-hmm.
These are pretty luxurious treehouses, but they are in the trees. So it's mm-hmm. kind of cool.
Yeah, we've been watching these specials on TV, and I can't remember the exact name, but they have these creators, these developers. That's what they do, is these very unique design of tree houses, not like, as you say, the tree houses that you and I grew up with. I mean, they are like really neat getaway, you know, man, women caves, you know, that you can go and have your own respite. And the design and creativity is absolutely brilliant. So this has been new to me this year. And now to find out that, hey, look at it, it's transcended into the hotelery. That's awesome.
It is. I mean, it really comes down to you can really tailor a trip to your needs, to your personality. It doesn't have to be everybody doing the same thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, Keith, I also like you were able to find, I mean, for people that just want to go underground, how about an Arizona motel with a room 200 feet below ground?
I know. Isn't that cool? It's mm-hmm. just that idea. I think there's probably some people that might freak out a little
yeah.
bit, but for some people, the idea of, you know, spending the night, you know, surrounded by rock. I mean, just, it's different. It's mm-hmm. something that, you know, frankly, your local Motel 6 is not going to be able to give you a 300-foot deep room.
No. Yeah, exactly.
This isn't going to happen.
Yeah. Well, as you say, Keith, 2018 will be the year of choice for booking and travel lodging. And with all the choices, as you say, the internet, the world, and what Travelocity is bringing to bear here are just an incredible amount of options. So, you know, the question is, well, where do you start? Well, you start. Just start to, you know, let your imagination take off and start searching, right?
I think so. I mean, to me, I think a good starting point is to check out, you know, we have brought together a bunch of bloggers on site that are well-known travel bloggers talking about some of their travels. And it makes sense to me to find one of these people that kind of speaks to you. They're maybe you have a similar personality, and you can see what they did, what they really got into. And you don't have to copy what they did, but you can at least use it as a starting point.
Yeah.
That way, it can be overwhelming. We've got 300,000 hotels on our site. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So having somebody kind of help you narrow it down is great.
Well, and the other thing that I find, Keith, is it stimulates the creativity and the juices. You know, you start looking, and like you say, you know, you go, well, I didn't know there was a treehouse motel. I didn't know I could go 200 foot underground and all these other things that are available. I mean, it is so cool. And, you know, as you write, there are many benefits to researching and booking your vacation online, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, everything from being a one-stop shop for all of your reservations being in one place, you don't have to dig through lots of different papers, to having something like your customer service being in one place. We offer what we call a customer-first guarantee. So that's social media customer service, price match guarantee, things like that. And then it's just cost savings. you know, mm-hmm. being able to log into your account and just automatically finding savings with member-only discounts. It's just a great way and simple way to save money.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy to become a member of Travelocity, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, being a member is a matter of just signing up, starting an account. Doesn't cost anything, but you'll save money, and it's you can't really beat that kind of deal.
Yeah, we always like it when we save and it doesn't cost. I mean, that's an awesome prospect. Right?
That's a win.
Hey, I look at it, exactly. 2017, I mean, you know, you think of the whole travel industry, how much it's changed because, as you say, because of the Internet, this information age we live in, the thousands of choices that are available at one quick click. What do you see happening? What do you foresee in the next coming years when it comes to travel as far as changes?
You know, I think the changes are going to be, again, that idea that people are going to find their own paths. We're already seeing a little bit of this in that what we would consider more tier two destinations are growing in popularity. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think less New York, Orlando, Las Vegas that are still exceedingly popular. Mm-hmm. But think about towns like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Lafayette, Louisiana, or Boise, Idaho, right? Things that are a little different, a little off the beaten path, but have great things to offer. I think
exactly.
That from a destination standpoint, that's one change. And another is just going to be more choices. You're seeing more airlines with more routes, more places. That's going to give you more choice and save you money. And more hotels are being built. Mm-hmm. So that's also great because, again, more choice and more supply means lower prices.
Keith, what's topping your list this year?
What's topping my list? I think that I really want to take a road trip. I would really like to just get away and go drive. I'm thinking maybe like the Southeast. I think that would be just a fun road trip.
Yeah, I'm thinking, funny you should say that, because I'm thinking the same thing and looking to the Northeast. I want to go see some fall foliage up close and personal, you know, just to check it out.
Always a good call.
Exactly. Hey, where can people go for more information, Keith? Tell them.
Head to Travelocity.com, check out the deals, check out the blogs, and get on the road.
Keith Nowak, I should say, has been our guest director of communications at Travelocity. Keith, good stuff here. Appreciate the insight.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
The problem in Venezuela is not that socialism has been poorly implemented, but that socialism has been faithfully implemented. From the Soviet Union to Cuba to Venezuela, wherever true socialism or communism has been adopted, it has delivered anguish and devastation and failure. All people deserve a government that cares for their safety, their interests, and their well-being, including their prosperity.
Bill Martinez Live.
You know, I just, it was like one of those drop the mic moments. You know, I was just waiting for him to drop the mic after all that. And Bernie Sanders, here it is for you. You know, it's done. It's not so much you know, in terms of his characterization of socialism. And again, Andrea Kay, I got to bring you on right now. Of course, you know, all the lefties have been going crazy over Trump's speech. Republicans and independents loved what he had to say at the UN. The Democrats are so ideologically fixed, bless their hearts. They just cannot appreciate any of the value of what Trump had to say to the United Nations.
Absolutely. And, you know, so many people immediately after his speech zeroed in on his comment about North Korea when he talked about we have power and patience, but if we're forced to defend ourselves, we will destroy North Korea. So many people zeroed in on that. But to me, that statement about socialism was the real drop the mic moment, because his view and what he said there is the reason hate President Trump as much as he does, because he is a businessman who understands the reality of and the beauty of the free market capitalist system, as opposed to the misery and the murder that has on humanity and on citizens throughout the history of the world. And that's why they have, the left has stripped the history of socialism and communism and fascism and Pickenism and any iteration of, that's why they've stripped it from our history books.
And yeah, because you think of all the millions of people that have died at the altar of all those isms, right?
Absolutely. And they're just considered to be collateral damage. You know, we've got this anti-American sentiment that's brewing and percolating, is coming out of our education system, which was taken over by the left. And that's why we don't have as many Americans who really understand the reality of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
He was making that statement, though. I was thinking this week, so many people have been talking about the liberal lunacy coming out of Hollywood, And they're not liberals, because socialism and Marxism is not liberal. It's tyranny. And I was remembering an interview somebody did with Ed Asner years ago in which he said that the problem was is that communism just hasn't been implemented correctly. And that is what the left believes. And that's another reason why that statement was so powerful to me.
And part of what drives them, too, lest people forget, Andrea, there is this fixed sentiment that the population of the world is much too big, that we could lose half of the population of the world, including half of America, and no big whoop. That would play into their sentiment because there's just too many darn people that the world cannot sustain the population of this world. And that is a strong sentiment. Hence, you get Planned Parenthood. Plus, you have you have all these isms where people are dying, and it all serves that that ultimate cause of reducing the population. Because in their mind's eye, it is impossible. It's unsustainable, basically, is what it boils down to. So whether it's climate change and rising waters and people dying by natural disaster, it just has to happen according to these elites because in their mind's eye and in their echo chamber, there is no way the Earth can sustain this.
Well, it's funny you should talk about that because, it's a reminder of that whatever the left is saying their agenda is, the opposite is true.
Mm-hmm.
They present themselves as being the party and the agenda of tolerance and love and humanity. And they want to push the utopian fantasy that is, your isms, when the reality is they are anti-humanity. They are anti-life.
Mm-hmm.
They're anti-prosperity. They don't believe in it.
Yeah,
and one of the reasons why, and they want to take the hope that Christians have in God, the Judeo-Christian principles that this country was founded. That's why they got to remove that from society, and why communism removes it, because they don't want you to have hope that there is, a greater power, and that there is, no end to the boundless power and the prosperity of the Lord. They want to replace God with state. And well, they want you to adopt that cynical view.
Yeah, they want to eradicate freedom. You cannot have concept of freedom in an ism. There's no such thing as freedom. That's why liberty and those words and the words of our Constitution are verboten. You can't speak of those things because somehow your liberty becomes a hate word and you're sending people to therapy. Like Shapiro did. I mean, do you imagine what he did? It was a windfall profit for all those psychiatrists and psychologists there at Berkeley.
Yeah, absolutely it was. When instead of going to the phone, we need to go to the throne. Which is not my quote. That comes from Joyce Meyer.
I like that.
And to me, our founders understood, and the reason why they want to replace God with state is because our rights come from God. They don't come from man. And as soon as we're willing to accept that our rights come from man and put our hope in man, we're willing to let man take our rights away. Mm-hmm. And the left has done a good job of that by saying that we need to put our faith in government. One of the first speeches that Obama made when he took office was, only the government can do this for you. Only the government can solve this problem. And,
yeah, they've done such a great job with health care, haven't they?
Right. Well,
they solved that problem.
Yeah, well, we can see the reality in Cuba. We can see the reality in Venezuela. We saw the reality. It's like President Trump talked about, wherever it has been implemented, and it has been implemented faithfully, it has resulted in nothing but the equal distribution of misery and murder and sorrow and on the part of the people. And, I loved that the Venezuelan foreign minister said he hadn't heard a speech like that since Ronald Reagan in 82.
I know, really. I know he didn't realize that wasn't an insult. I'm sure he'll hear about that later, or they'll say, "Well, those Americans, they're just too stupid. They didn't understand what I was referring to because I just spoke above their heads." Yeah, you sure did. Hey, what happened with Hillary? I thought she was going to be a grandma, and go focus on being a grandma. I mean, she is like the song that will not end.
Well, right. Well, Like we don't all remember what she said in the debate, that anybody who doesn't accept the outcome of a free and fair election, you know, is a dictator wannabe. You know, all she needs now is to stop shaving her upper lip and put on a military uniform and stand there with a bunch of bananas, because that's really what she's saying here. There is absolutely zero evidence that Russia had any, that first of all, that Trump or anybody colluded with Russia to affect the election, or that they had any outcome in the election. Meanwhile, we now know that when Trump said that he and his team were wiretapped, it was true.
Yes.
And that should be the story of the day. In fact, that should be what Jeff Sessions is talking about today, not Sanctuary City.
Yeah.
We need to talk about why a Democrat sitting president illegally surveilled an opposition party candidate and his team. That was about affecting an election, and about, and that's the real scary part here. That's what they're trying to do.
Even the lefties are beside themselves, because they have to take note of this, and for them to kind of wash it away and justify it like it's a non-thing is amazing to me. But Hillary continues to insist and impose herself in this situation. She wasn't elected president. And why the media? I mean, I just anymore, I'm just turning off the media. I mean, don't give her a place. Why? Let her go do her book sales, whatever, if people want to, you know, want to buy her book and hear her side of the story. You know, the fact of the matter is, the facts are loud and clear. You know, you don't win the White House by the popular vote. You win by the electoral vote. And you and I talked about this early on. I was concerned about the Trump campaign. Were they mindful of the electoral vote? And it seems that they were, and they were successful. And it wasn't close. I mean, you know, Juan Williams and some of these others, you know, delusionals, and I go, oh, Lord, have mercy, you know, want to give it some sort of value that, you know, it was so close in the electoral vote. It wasn't close. What are they thinking? I mean, you know, but...
No. And weren't our founders brilliant when they came up with this system?
Yes.
Because... You know, we don't really, just like we really don't know how many illegals are in this country. The left has been throwing around that $11 million number now for 20 years while the borders have been open. We don't know how many voted in our elections as well. So, you know, which could have swayed the popular vote. We don't know if it was 5 million or how much it was. But at the end of the day,
well, we're talking California, your dear state that has gone sanctuary on us, you know. And they're still trying to figure out how they're going to bifurcate yet again, you know, because they want to secede from each other to six additional states.
Right. But I'm hearing from people that disagree with you on the Hillary go away comment. I'm hearing from a lot of conservatives, Bill, that are like, you keep going, Grandma.
I know. I understand. With every good, you get bad, and bad, you get good. But
she comes out blaming white women and black. That they've let their husbands, you know, force them, you know, to vote for Trump and all that. Every time she says this crap,
what's going to happen is that she's taking up a lane that another viable candidate needs to be in. You know what's going to happen? You remember that picture where they showed Paul Ryan throwing Granny over the cliff? That's going to be Hillary. Hillary is going to be there, and Elizabeth Warren is going to be pushing that wheelchair and putting her over the cliff. What do you think? I got to clear up the lane. Sorry, honey.
Somebody got the commercial right now.
Andrea Kay, AK, has been with us. It's all about cooler talk. It's what you're talking about around the cooler. And, she brings it to us every week. AK, thank you so much, as always. Great insight.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good one. Take care. All right, bye.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.